Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last week, students around the world met around the flagpoles of their respective schools. And last week was a week that students also around the world gathered together to pray for their schools, for their communities, for their nations, and for the world. We're going to be talking about this movement among students on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, last week was the theme, Fix Our Eyes, taken from Let Us Fix Our Eyes on Jesus from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It was the annual See You at the Pole. This was the event that students all over the world, Holly, gathered together around their flagpoles, not just here in the United States, but more than 20 countries are represented as participating locations for these students. This began as a small movement of a few students that wanted to pray 25 years ago for their school and their community and the nation. And now it has ultimately grown to several million students around the world.
You know, and it's so encouraging. Some people say things about young people today, but you see these young people who take the initiative that gather at their flagpole, whether they're in elementary school or colleges or homeschooled or wherever they are, and they're praying for each other, for their leadership, of their schools, for their countries. And it's been doing this for 25 years, and you're seeing it. There's, I think, more than 3 million students now. But I really love the theme that they had this year, Fix Our Eyes. That happens to be my favorite verse as well. But I think it's such a great example to all of us in this nation that we do need to be fixing our eyes on Jesus and not on all the other distractions that are going on.
Well, Matt, last week, in addition to the See You at the Pole, it was the Global Week of Student Prayer. It went from Sunday to Saturday through the end of September. And, you know, Fix Our Eyes, what we need right now when we have all this political rancor that's happening, even in the entertainment world and the athletic world and our politics, but also all of the tragedies. Amazing how many tragedies have happened in a one-month period, beginning with the end of August with Hurricane Harvey, then the earthquake that first began in Mexico early September, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria, just lots of tragedies that are there with regards to things that are happening around the world. Now more than ever, this theme, Fix Our Eyes on Jesus, is so needed for America and for the world.
It really is. I mean, you look around, as you mentioned, just with wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and hurricanes, and it's encouraging to me to see this next generation of leaders leading. They're taking the lead here and representing a nation, fixing our eyes, and not just a nation, the world, as you mentioned, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And it's also an opportunity, kind of as a collateral issue here, to reaffirm and exercise our First Amendment guaranteed religious liberties. They're doing it. These are homeschoolers. These are public schoolers. These are private schoolers that are initiating on-campus prayer. It's also an opportunity for them to launch on-campus Bible clubs, prayer strategies and clubs, and student ministries on public and private schools around the country. It is more important now, I think, than any time in our history that we re-fix our eyes on Christ as a nation.
It's so heartwarming. You see a lot of pictures of these students gathering around their flagpole. There's many of them. But then some of the pictures, you'll see one student standing at the flagpole who bravely went there all by him or herself to pray.
You know, I know how much courage that takes, because when I was in high school, I wasn't a Christian, and I was part of the football team. I knew some people. I remember them that would gather together. We didn't have See You at the Pole then. They would meet sometimes on campus, and you would see them with their guitar. And, you know, I always thought that that was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, to do that as a high school student, I didn't become a Christian until after high school, the year after. And then look back at those other times and really began to rethink these people who, you know, were not ashamed of the gospel.
Right.
And they were gathering together to pray and sing. And these young people, it's a more hostile environment now than it was when I was in high school. And
absolutely,
for them to have the courage to go out, and also the boldness to go out and stand for Jesus in a very hostile, secular environment. It's an amazing group of young people that God is raising up. And with all the difficulties we see on college campuses and so forth, there's a remnant of young men and women out there in high school, in college, and other ages as well, that God is raising up in all areas, in the most secular, hostile environment to the most Christian, family-friendly, Christian-friendly environment. They are out there, and God is raising up a generation of young people.
He really is, and you're reminded of John 15:18, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first, and the best response to hate is love, and Jesus is love, and fixing our eyes on Christ is to fix our eyes on love and on truth. And, you know, Matt, you and I both worked. You were dean of Liberty University School of Law. I was an associate dean there. Liberty University, Jerry Falwell, the motto there is training champions for Christ. And these truly are young champions for Christ. And a champion oftentimes is engaged in battle. And it is a spiritual battle that these young people are engaged in. But rather than using weapons, they're using the weapon of prayer, and it's remarkable to see.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a reminder for us to pray for them daily, because even when they go to these college campuses, you know, there's a lot of the secular teaching, as we've talked about in our previous programs.
Or even worse there.
Or worse, that's infiltrating even the college campuses. So we really need to guard them in prayer every day.
We really do. You know, every time you drive by an elementary school, and I'm sure that when you're going to church or work or going shopping, you're going to drive by typically an elementary school. Those are war zones oftentimes, and more so in certain states where they're trying to indoctrinate young boys and girls into abnormal human sexuality, where they're trying to indoctrinate them in evolution and other kinds of anti-religious, anti-biblical ideas. And yet you have an opportunity through the Good News Clubs, which we represent Child Evangelism Fellowship around the country, to be able to pray for, sponsor, and get involved in a Good News Club. And if you want to be able to make a difference on your elementary school campus, you can give us a call at 407-875-1776. We can put you in touch with Child Evangelism Fellowship so that you can participate in bringing good news to the public schools and other schools immediately after school through the Good News Clubs. And there's a lot of other programs, Fellowship of Christian Athletes and other Bible clubs that are taking place on these high school, middle school campuses around the country. Liberty Counsel is there to not only provide education, but free legal counsel whenever they're denied access, and oftentimes they are, whether they're a pro-life group.
Right, or punished because of their faith.
Or, a Christian group because of their faith. We're there to help them out. So you can partner with Liberty Counsel and literally be part of the solution. You know, there's so many things that the devil wants to put in your view that are negative, that are wearing you down, to make you even want to just turn off the TV, stop watching the news.
And Facebook and all that stuff.
And Facebook and everything else. You get all this negative stuff. But, you know, be a part of the positive solution.
Amen.
And you can invest yourself into the lives of these young men and women, these young boys and girls.
Amen.
Nature abhors a vacuum. And you've heard it said, you know, you can't legislate morality. Well, nonsense. That's what legislation is. The question is, whose morality is going to win out at the end of the day? And this vacuum, the secular left certainly understands that the minds of the youth, that is the future. And if they can get a hold of those minds, then they can frame the future. Well, we need to frame the future as Christians.
Yeah, there's a quote, whoever controls the youth owns the future, and it's really true. And you begin with this young generation, which CEF focuses on, 5 through 12. You continue moving through middle school and high school and obviously college. We're involved in all of those levels from elementary school through college, where these young men and women are our future leaders. You can be a part of something positive. Join us at Liberty Counsel, because we're involved in all different levels of helping and supporting our youth from elementary school all the way through. And even before that, while they're still in the womb, protecting the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Join a movement that can make a difference. Go to lc.org, lc.org. You can learn more there. Find some of our resources. Connect with us. Get our emails, our newsletters, and support Liberty Counsel financially. You can learn more about how to do that at lc.org. And you can also make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel and the ministries at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.